I plead the fifth. The 25th, that is the news. According to me. Yeah. Let's just dance to the music here for a minute. Just because it's Thursday. It is Thursday, July 11th, 1-1, that is. On the 11th, 7:35 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I have, it's 2024, by the way, in case you're wondering, in case you're picking this up, someplace down in the future. You know how far back this has gone. Something weird going on with my voice this morning. I'm not sure what that's all about, but it's here. It's just not quite all there. Much like myself. I'm here, but I'm not all there. I have, so interesting things going on today. One of them is, what's in my cup. It's the chai. Cinnabon creamer. Soon to be, I'm almost out of the Cinnabon creamer, and the next thing is Almond Joy creamer, which is one of my favorites. Top shelf stuff. And I have my homemade sweet tea, my other cup. It's my backup. And that's some good stuff right there. I have, got the basement finally dried out. Well, pretty much for the most part. I got a fairly large shop vac, and I probably went 15 times emptying that thing out. Maybe 10. I don't know. Maybe 9 or 10. A couple gallons at a time. So it's been just keeping the carpet dry. Get it all dried out. Get the fans running. Well, not right now because, we got the show going on. But I got the dehumidifier and all this stuff's it's all working. It's all working for me. It's for us right now. It's good. Get rid of the. One of the little gadgets I bought a while back, about a year ago, is an ozone generator. If you have a car with smells in it, if you buy a car that's got cigarette smell or musty smell, any kind of smell that you don't like, put this little ozone generator in there it only takes about 15 minutes really, but you could put it in there for longer if it's heavy duty smells. And this thing, keep in mind, if you have an air freshener or anything in the car that needs to have odor, like it's an aroma type thing, it will take the aroma out of it. It literally gets rid of all the aromas. Now, the stuff that's in the car that causes the aroma, it doesn't get rid of that stuff. So now you don't want to keep there's any animals in the area. You don't want those. It's what it does. It's ozone is like a heavy oxygen kind of thing. It's an oxygen generator type thing. So it causes the rapid oxidation of. I don't understand. I'm not a doctor, a lawyer, a scientist. I'm not the science guy. I'm not Bill Nye, science guy. He's not even a science guy. He's looking like an engineer or something. No, who's the other guy that's a fraud? Yeah. Anyway, these guys. So you have they play a character on television, like George Clooney. All of a sudden, he's stepping in to weigh in on whether or not. But who cares what George Clooney says? Because he's well. And here's the problem: he's good friends with Obama. He's very close friends with Obama. So he's able to say things that Obama can't. He's the puppet for Obama. He's the spokesperson, the mouthpiece, you might want to say, behind the scenes. Obama's telling him what to say. I can't say it, but you need to go out there and say it. Because, America listens to George Clooney. I tell you what, George, why don't you run for office, see how that works out. We have, there's something going on right now that's very interesting. Anyway, this ozone generator, before I ease into that stuff, we're going to be going on a trip. Now, we don't want to have any animals in the house while we do this, but I'm going to run the ozone generator for a couple of hours. On our way out the door, I will set it up and run it. and we'll get back in the house. We'll smell nice and fresh. It leaves kind of a, it's kind of a different kind of smell it leaves in the house. It's kind of a sanitized smell, but it gets rid of all the musty odors and everything else. Pretty amazing. Anyway, that's, I bought the thing and I put it in all my cars and I use it in the motorhome. Of course, it gets rid of all the odors in the motorhome very well. And I, you know, I'm busy cleaning out the motorhome right now. I've got a, what's called a basement in the motorhome. It's all this storage space underneath the unit, the coach there. And it was just filthy. So I've taken everything out. We're on this trip. We're not actually camping on this trip, so we don't really need as much stuff on this one that we're staying at someone's house when we get there. So taking a lot of the stuff out that we normally have in there. Just to kind of, so we have space for other things. But, yeah, so that's what's going on. That's what's going on. So, anyway, I have, that way we can, you know, we can haul some immigrants around underneath there. We have, the teeth are coming out now. The teeth and the claws and the fangs. They're all sinking in. The chaos just continues with this whole Joe Biden thing, and it's getting kind of old now. Now we're running into a very, very interesting issue here, and I brought this up yesterday, and it's almost as if everybody's listening to my show because everybody's talking about the 25th Amendment all of a sudden, and it's complicated. It's not, again, I'm not a lawyer, I'm not a financial counselor. But the 25th Amendment, I think it has to be invoked by the VP initially, or someone on the direct staff of the president. I believe it actually has to be put forth by the VP. The VP puts that out there, and then at the rate that Joe is going here, you know, Joe says he's going to go another 4 years, and he's dug in on this whole thing, which is what a person with dementia would do. Here's the issue now. We're not just talking about him stepping down from running for office. Now, I think they're going to make a deal with him. I think they're going to say, look, at some point here, they're going to say, look, Joe, either you withdraw from the race, or else you will get taken out with the 25th Amendment. This is the kind of deals that go on behind the scenes. It is a mafia of this kind of thing all the time. One of the reasons that President Trump, he made a lot of promises on the campaign trail, and here's the kind of dirty, nasty crap that goes on with the Republican Party, with people like Mitch McConnell and the establishment. Mitch McConnell. This is rumored to have happened, but it's on very good sources. When President Trump said he was going to possibly pardon someone, a particular individual, Mitch McConnell stepped in and said, if you do that, we will vote to impeach you when the vote comes to the Senate. We will push for a vote for that. And of course, with a narrow margin, they would have gotten it because they had just had a very narrow margin. It was with like within one or two people that they had the Senate. Which is not going to be the case on this next one. The down ticket people are really concerned about all this. They realize the devastation is going to happen here because the Republicans, unless they really work hard to mess it up, which they've been known to do, they could potentially win the House, the Senate, and the presidency in this next term. Now, they've had this before on Trump's first term. And then everybody started jumping ship because they didn't want to be associated with Donald Trump. So they all had to retire. In the process, they lost the House in the second half of his term, which led to all of the impeachments and everything else. Because these people don't care about the country. And I'm glad they did. I'm glad they jumped ship, actually. It just shows who they are. This time, the momentum is on Trump's side. He's proven himself. And I think that the idiots who jumped ship now realize that they were they don't realize anything. They probably stepped out too soon. They're still on their high horse. I'm sure they're still on their moral high ground, whatever it is that they think that they're so great for. And they're the ones that are probably... Now, this how this plays out is I don't think they're going to get to that point. I don't think it's going to get to the point of the 25th Amendment. I really don't. Because that means they got to pull Joe out of office, install Kamala, and then place a VP in. She gets to appoint a VP. And then there's the question of who's on the ticket. Now, Joe remains on that doesn't automatically remove him from the ticket for the DNC. He still has all the delegates. It doesn't solve the problem of 2024 elections. He could theoretically be reelected. They'll probably erase all of that. But that's on paper, that could happen. But they know that they could race, they could pull that off without the American people. Well, he's 25th Amendment. We've removed him from office for the 25th Amendment, so he can't run. Now, it could happen after. And this is another whole other thing. Let's say that Donald Trump wins the election in November. And which, if everything is normal, everything stays the same, and nobody gets involved and everything's fair, Donald Trump's going to win a landslide right now if Joe Biden stays on the ticket across the board. Probably going to win 49 states. There's got to be a random state out there that Joe loses or Joe wins. Now, having said that, the problem is that what they might do is after that November, between November and January, they could very easily say, okay, Joe's done. He's washed up. He's a lame duck. Can't do anything else. We're going to pull Joe out with the 25th Amendment, Fifth Amendment. Poor Joe. Oh, it's going to be a very sympathetic, Joe has served the country so well. Now it's just time to take him out. It's just we're going to have to ask him to step down. Too bad, Joe. What's he going to say? Oh, yeah, he lost the election. Don't do anything now. And they want to have the opportunity to have the first female black president. Because that's accomplishing something. I still don't understand this whole thing of we've accomplished so much. We put in the first female vice president, and we put in the first female black SCOTUS, Supreme Court judge, anyway, turn to national depression. We've done all this stuff. We've accomplished so much. Like, can't connect how we've accomplished something. And here's the thing that really should make minorities upset about that, even making that statement. Joe, you didn't accomplish that. How does a white man step in and take credit for something that a minority or a marginalized person has done? Should be Kamala's accomplishments, not your accomplishments, not the party's accomplishments. How do you do that? How do you step in with that and then sleep, at night? Well, it's because they're mentally deranged. They want to be the ones taking the credit for their virtue. Look how virtuous we are. Look how humble I am. I'm so humble. So proud of being humble. So proud of my humbleness. That's what we're dealing with. So we have this interesting thing was going to play out. Now, the establishment wants they're pushing the 25th Amendment. Now you're going to see, you watch any Republicans that are coming out, people like Mike Johnson, and these, they're coming out saying that the 25th Amendment probably applies in this situation. There are very few with level heads that will speak it out as to what it is. And here's the problem here. You take Joe out, put somebody else in, and now Trump will probably have, and of course, the way the media will play it, they'll have time to step in and make that person the most wonderful person on the planet. Oh, look, we have Charles Manson going to replace Joe. He's the most wonderful person on the planet. Jeffrey Dahmer is his vice president. He's going to be wonderful. They're very well known for their humanitarian. Actions that they've taken over the years. They love humans. One loves to kill them, the other one loves to eat them. So we have, and they're wonderful. But they're not Trump. Oh my goodness, Trump. Oh, Trump. Ooh. Monster Trump. He's a Nazi. Suckers and losers. You know, inject bleach. Find people on both sides. Good people on both sides. What are you even talking about? Every single one of those things are lies. He never said inject bleach. I have a friend who thinks that he said that. And I can't convince him otherwise. I'm like, show me the video. Show me an audio. Listen, I want to hear an audio. I want to see a video. Whatever it is you got, a transcript, anything of him saying inject bleach into your system. Who said that? I found a reporter who said it. No, that's the problem right there. The reporter lied. And then they ran with it. He didn't say find people on both sides to the entire group. He said, I'm not talking about the white supremacists and the racists. I condemn them totally. But there were fine people on both sides of the argument about the statues. That's what he was talking about. And of course, the media took that out of context, and now you still hear Joe Biden talking about it. The whole thing about suckers and losers, when he was over in Europe on D-Day, the D-Day memorial, he did not say that. No one has heard him say that. This was all made up. Everyone who was there the entire time never heard him say anything like that. The reason the helicopter did not go to where the ceremony was going to be was because the weather was too bad. They couldn't get in. It's the only reason it didn't go. Donald Trump has done more for the veterans and the war heroes of this country than almost any other president ever. At least in my lifetime. It's a great deal of respect for them, and for him to make that kind of a statement is just ridiculous. Now, he might have said something about General Milley. Who shouldn't even be allowed to wear a uniform anymore, in my opinion, but treasonous. Well, anyway, they have a so the establishment is pushing for this because they think that Trump can, well, anybody else but Joe, that Trump will lose, which is very possible because of the way the media will coronate the next person who steps in to run the ticket. Problem is that Joe still owns the delegates, and there's really, this is really a fight going on behind the scenes that you can't imagine. And so you have the Republican establishment, you have the deep state, then you have the, and I'm sure they've got their plans. I've talked about that yesterday. Then you have the leftists, the progressives of the Democrat Party, people like Chunk Yuger from the Young Turks. They're their minds are exploding. They're all over the place with it. They don't want Joe to run. They think Joe's going to lose. They know Joe's going to lose. They say, we got to put somebody else in there. They're in that, of course, now AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Sandy Cortez, formerly known rap artist AOC. She apparently has come out in support of Joe. And of course, that made the Young Turks' heads pop off because she's supposed to be a progressive. She's supposed to be on their team. She's supposed to be the leftist pusher. Now, when we talk about progressives, by the way, what is a progressive? Hillary Clinton said she more aligns herself with the progressives from early 19th century or early 1900s. Excuse me? We're talking the progressives that we're talking about. If you really want to go back and define yourself right there, very specifically, you're talking communists. And they might call themselves socialists or democratic socialists, whatever you want to call them. That is communism. It is what they are pushing for is communism. Bernie Sanders, on his honeymoon, went to Russia. Communist Russia. At that time, it was the Soviet Union. Because he loved it so much. That's what we have here, folks. The democratic socialist thing is still socialism. And socialism is hand in hand with communism. It is an extreme, and of course you've got European socialism. Most of them have backed away from the whole socialist thing. And now it only works if you have a contained border, if you have a contained system in which everybody can work. You have a safety net, you know, the whole thing works. When you have people, massive amounts of people coming across the border, when you're increasing your population by 5% of people who are not from here, have not paid into the system, have not grown up here, have not gone through, they've not assimilated, they're culturally different, everything's different. And all they want is free services. It's costing billions of dollars a year to take these people in. They're not even telling you how much this is costing. Anyway, so we have all these different factions that are going after Joe. Some because they realize Joe is going to lose, and that means Trump's going to win. And even on, there are even some Republicans out there in the establishment that don't want that to happen. They're saying, "Well, he's on the ticket. He shouldn't be on the ticket, but of course, we're really concerned about the country right now. Who's running the country right now?" Well, who runs the country, really? It's the president's not the king. And this is the perception that most Americans, I'm afraid, because of their ignorance of how the system works, they think that the president's the king. He presides over the executive branch. He has veto power, as one branch of the government. It's very critical that we understand that the powers of the president are supposed to be limited. We've given him way too much power. Every administration has had too much power. One of the things that Ron Paul said is, if I get into office, I'm going to diminish the powers of the president to the point where I can just go home and the country will keep on running. He understood that it was supposed to be congressional representatives, that the president represents the people as well, but the president is not in a position of great authority and power to the point where everything hinges on their policies. But it's also not supposed to be some squeeze play where the old geezers at the top of the Senate put pressure on the president to do something one way or the other. It might be legal for Mitch McConnell to go to the president and say, "Well, if you do this, we're going to twist your arm. We're going to vote for impeachment." That's extortion. There's no other way to put that. And if you didn't go to the president and say that, but you went around his back and, "Okay, since he did that, now we're going to do this." and you go ahead and get your coalition and you get all your buddies. That's also treasonous. That's conspiracy. Now, you know, now I guess the latest word, now I've heard this the other day. Somebody came out and criticized Joe Biden. And apparently any criticism of Joe Biden now is election interference. if you come out and criticize somebody, that's election interference. Well, so the left is calling Joe, you know, they're calling Obama, they're calling Trump a Nazi, saying he's a terrible man and all he does is lie. Is that election interference? Well, no, because that's the truth. He is not. He is a Nazi. He is Hitler. He's literally Hitler. This is literally 1940. Joe Biden literally poops his pants, and I don't know what else to tell you. It's election interference. These people are nuts. They're completely off the rails. So I think that there's going to be something happen with this 25th Amendment thing, and I don't know exactly how this is going to play out. But I believe that it will be bantered around even more. Now, maybe they're going to say, well, you know, either you order SEAL Team 6 to kill Trump or else we're going to 25th you. Or else, you know, you either need to step down and step back from the election or we're going to 25th you. I think that they will want to. There's a certain number of them. I think that if Joe stays on the ticket, ends up losing, they will punish him by giving him the 25th. They're going to pound him in the ground. And it's a win-win for everybody in the party. They can say, oh, look, we've got the first female vice president, black female vice president. Okay, so I guess racism's over then. Is that what you're saying? Racism is now over because you guys made racism a thing of the past. So now there's no more racism. No, that's not the way it's going to work. At least that wasn't our experience under Barack Obama, was it? He did nothing. Nothing. My opinion, the divide got worse. The racial divide in this country got worse under Obama than it ever was. Because any policy you disagreed with Obama, you were a racist. Well, I think you're taxing us too much. No, you're a racist. We're taxed enough already. The Tea Party movement, taxed enough already. TEA, taxed enough already. Tea Party. Oh, you're a racist. No, we're talking about taxes. Oh, you're a racist because he's black. Taxes aren't black. What are you talking about? I was amazed at the reaction I got from some people who thought the Tea Party movement was completely a racist movement. When I showed up at the courthouse, the Tea Party had a big gathering at the courthouse here locally. This was back in 2008, or I think actually 2009, summer of 2009. I posted a little thing on Facebook, and the next thing I know, I get this comment back from somebody. I didn't realize you were, you know, the people were like that. I just realized, didn't come out and say it, but I'm just amazed that, you know, that you're part of that. And I was like, what's the problem? I've heard you complain about taxes. And I didn't get it until later on. I realized that everybody on the left was saying the Tea Party movement was a racist movement. That's the way it was being portrayed. That's everything that they believed. It had nothing to do with that at all. Anyway, so we have interesting days ahead of us, I believe, with this, the issue of Joe Biden, how that plays into. Now, of course, now the left is all, well, since the debate, Donald Trump's been hiding. He's been hiding because, you know, he was so badly beaten in the debate, he's been hiding. No. He didn't want to pile on. So he trounced. I think he walked away from that saying, you know, this is too bad. He's like, I'm just going to sit back and watch the show now. I'm going to watch the left implode because of all the things that they've been denying about Joe Biden. Now they have to admit. Well, he just had a bad night. That was just one time. No. This has been his entire, you know, last 4 years. It's just getting worse now. Oh, he had a cold. And he had jet lag from the trip traveling he took 2 weeks ago. Okay. Now, my understanding is that Hunter Biden now is pretty much his caregiver with him all the time, and so is Jill. They're in high-level meetings constantly. How do they get... This is just off the rails. It's ridiculous. No, Joe should not be in office. He should never have been in office. He's not been competent from day one of his presidency. He wasn't competent as a vice president, for that matter. But I, personally, keep him on the ballot. Just keep him on there. Because you're guaranteed he's going to lose. There's not enough people who are motivated to vote against. There are some very militant people who will vote against Donald Trump. Don't get me wrong. They will walk across glass to vote against Donald Trump. They will not vote for Joe Biden. And the independents are not going to come out to vote for Joe Biden. There are, I think that the support in the black community since 2016 has more than doubled for Donald Trump. In fact, I think it's almost doubled since 2020. And there are some other things. I looked up this thing. There's 161 million registered voters in this country. Now, if you do all the adding, you add up all the people, 81 million. Now, in 2020, there were fewer. There was like 127 million, something like that, I think, in 2020. And when you did the math, it ended up being there were several million people more voted in 2020 than there were registered voters. Now, okay, so everybody says, "Oh, okay, so that's that makes sense." Okay, let's back this up just a little bit more. There was 81 million people voted for Joe Biden, supposedly, Mr. Wonderful. And 70-some million voted for Donald Trump. It's 150 million votes, at least. Over 150 million. There were 130-some million that were registered voters. When in my lifetime have there ever been 100% of the registered voter population had voted? I cannot remember a time ever in my lifetime. The biggest problem, I think, that the parties, both parties, have always said is there's nobody shows up. People, if they're all the people who showed up to vote, who could vote, we would win. That there's always this thing of voter stagnation or voter motivation that they don't get out there and they don't actually go to the polls and vote. There's always a percentage, and it's usually a pretty high percentage. It's at least 10 to 20% sometimes more. That's what the Democrats experienced in 2016. Nobody showed up to vote for Hillary Clinton. Wasn't that Trump overwhelmingly won? It's that nobody showed up to vote for Hillary. You're telling me that 81 million people showed up to vote for Joe Biden. Some simple math. I'm convinced more and more that Bill Barr is a complete baboon. He's just a complete pompous. I'm not going to go there. He just to come out after the election, a couple days after the election, and say, "Well, there's no evidence of any widespread voter fraud." It doesn't take widespread voter fraud when some of these states were won with 11,000 votes. That's not widespread. It doesn't take that much. Do some simple math. How many registered voters are there? Well, how many votes came in? Oh, that's interesting. More votes came in than registered voters. Well, there's no evidence of any widespread voter fraud here. But you had these drop boxes and you had people like dropping off, multiple loads of, they were ballot harvesting and I don't know where those ballots were coming from. And they can't verify any of them. can't even verify the addresses on these, some of these places. It's there's no widespread, you know, there's no widespread voter fraud. All right. Okay, then, Bill. I guess you're the definitive word on this. Because you did such a long investigation. How much money did you spend on that? What was your budget for that investigation you did? Who was the committee? Who were your agents that you put on that case? There are none. There was no budget. There was no investigation. It was just Bill Barr deciding, this is over. We're done. There's nothing there. Nothing to see. Move along. And now we all know better. Much like COVID. There's now people winning lawsuits about the... In fact, if you lost your job now, there's some people who in the military who lost their job, some people who are forced to take the vaccine, some people lost their jobs because they didn't take the vaccine. They are winning cases now because of vaccine injuries. And because it never should have happened. There were people with medical conditions who were told they could not take the vaccine and they lost their jobs anyway. They're also suing. Some of them, it's in almost $1 million lawsuits here we're talking about. So this is going to be real interesting to see how this can of worms opens up, but it's a lot of other things happening there. Once again, folks, thank you for listening. It's time for me to go. I have to have a long road trip this morning. I'll be getting out of here probably sometime afternoon. I'm probably not going to be driving through the night. It's going to be about a 12-hour drive in the old motor home. We're going to stop somewhere. I'm not sure where. Take a nap. And then continue on. Pray for me. I've got a dog that's not doing so well. It's going to be an interesting trip with a dog that's not doing so well. It's enough of a trip when you got a dog that does well. You got a trip with a dog that's not doing well. It's miserable for everybody. Especially for him. Folks, once again, pray for our nation. I may not have a show tomorrow morning. It's very possible there may not be a show tomorrow morning. We'll see how it goes. God bless. Have a great weekend. Shabbat Shalom. Take care.